Okay, today's class is sponsored again by Avraham Meradian. Okay, let's go. It's late. Yesterday we learned that the Kruvim, the big face, the little face, represents the Mumata Lamaila, Mumaila Lamata. Okay, the relationship between Hashem and the Jews. But now, first column. Av Mishchad Beis HaMikdash, but now the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But Nignus Vakruvim, and the Gruvim were buried together with the Orin, meaning that level of Atzilus was not continued anymore. L'chein Zei, Sibah Koshes Knesset Yisrael. This is the request of the Yidden, which is what the Maimer began, Mi'iten Chokochli. Hashem, how will you give up? Please give us again, the relationship of a brother, just like in the time of the Beis HaMikdash that there were achim, it says in the pasuk about the kruvim, ufneim ish el ochiv. The two kruvim, they faced to his brother. That means the kruvim are called brothers. So now this is the request, what we say in the time of galus, mi'itencha ka'ochli. Will you only make it again like the revelation of the kruvim in the time of the Beis HaMikdash? I know, how is this? By learning Teda. How do we reincarnate, so to speak, to Kruvim, that relationship between Hashem and the Jews? That's through the level of Teda. Like the Gemara said, Mishchara Beis HaMikdash. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, where does Hashem find himself? In the four cubits of Halacha, meaning Teda. This is what it says. He nurses from the breasts of the mother, which is Teir Shabal Peh, which is Gilu, Bechinas Gilu, Chochmasi, Yisbani, Yisbarich Mamish, which is represents Teir Shabal Peh. And then skip a few lines. That's why Teir is called Cholov. Teir is a lot of names. Teir is called Lechem. Teir is called Mayim. Teir is called Cholov. One of the reasons why we eat dairy and cheesecake and Shavuos is because Teir is called Cholov. Like it says, Luchu Shivro, Yayim v'Cholov, go by. Yayim v'Cholov, which refers to different aspects of Teir. What's the connection between Teir Shabal Peh and the nursing child? Kamei al derech Moshe. Havlad b'leidos say, when a baby is very young, when it's born, who betachlis hakatnus is very, very small. By the nikasi chaleva ein, and by nursing from the milk of the mother, misgadlam evadiv, his limbs become bigger. Begam nishmu beimechan the yinika, and also the brain, so to speak, like Lenny learns how to speak, and you know, so the brain becomes finished also. And therefore, eventually, from birth, he doesn't speak, he doesn't walk, but by eating the sustenance from the mother, he's able to talk and walk and all that. So how does this have referred to us? He says, before neshamas come into this world, meaning before they're born, now, the Rebbe says like this. Before the neshama is born, before the neshama comes into the body, it says, before it comes into the body, the neshamas are in the fetal state in Malchus of Atzilus. Because they have to get ready to come down. So, like a baby, the neshama comes into the world. So he says, and therefore, when the neshama finally comes into the body, in Bria Yitzir Nasiya, then it's called Leda, then it's called birth. So he says, the birth of the neshama, which means the revelation of the neshama, is when a person is born, when the neshama comes into the body. When is it in the pregnancy state? Before the neshama comes down. It's ready to come down for Malchus of Atzilus. And then the neshama comes through the stages of Briya, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, depending what type of neshama it is. And then it's born. So that's the gilui of the neshama. And therefore, what is the baby doing in within the mother? They learn Torah.
But doesn't come all the way down to Matthew?
No, Malchus of Atzilus. From there, it comes down into the body.
The baby learns in the mother the Torah. The baby is already learned before.
No.
In the womb.
In the womb of the mother, the Gemara says. Then the angel comes and you know.
They teach everything and then they...
Right.
So these, we know about these things already. This is just a review.
Correct. The reason... The question is, if we're going to forget it. Anyway, the Malach smacks, you know, gives us the thing, in Yiddish it's called a schnell unter the nose, a whack under the nose. So why in the world do you learn it to begin with? He teaches it to us, and then we forget and go learn it again. So like, what is it? So Chassidus explains, because for neshama in a body, to understand Torah, which is Neibishter's wisdom, one thing with Hashem, it had to have a connection earlier before the neshama was in the body. So it's before it's born. So therefore, the tinnik b'me'ime is taught Torah in purity from the Malach that allows it that later on he could learn it again because he already has a connection to it. If the baby wouldn't learn Torah within the womb of the mother, that means he has no connection whatsoever to Torah, the neshama wouldn't be able to learn Torah down here.
It's a prerequisite. It's a...
What about the
counter? It's a trial run. A practice run.
How does it work for a counter?
Somebody, same thing.
Somebody who born non-Jewish, so there is no such a thing.
They do.
They're still
a ger from the beginning. Still Yiddish and neshama. They were present in Matan Torah. You know, they had this. It's not a goy, like we said. The goy doesn't convert. The ger converts. So that level applies to them also. But in a certain respect, it's late. In a certain respect, when is a ger's birthday? Spoke about this a while ago. When does a ger celebrate his birthday?
It's physical, it's his
Rebbe. So, there are letters from the Rebbe that he should celebrate the day they became a ger. But the Rebbe cannot mean not the other birthday. Because if you say a ger is a newborn baby, that means a boy who converts at the age of 20 would need 13 years to become bar mitzvah. I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. So obviously the biological age still matters. Now what makes that year change the birthday? So obviously he has his regular birthday that he was physically born. But there's a spiritual birthday. Like in Hayom Yom yesterday, the Rashbats celebrated his birthday. That doesn't mean he didn't celebrate the other birthday. Right, he had to become bar mitzvah. I mean, what kapitel tilim did he say? He didn't say kapitel aleph. You know what I mean? So obviously, it means you also celebrate the additional birthday, the day they converted.
What happened to your birthday?
And it's a lot calmer. They gave you this guy here from Boston,
Washington,
Maryland. Where are the kids? How are you? Good to see you.
If you would have been here last night, you would have seen him last night.
Oh,